Grab a beer and pull up a chair. Welcome to the Northwoods Beer Guy Podcast. Well, boys, it looks like we're on the road again. And this week we are visiting a new brewery in the Warrens, Wisconsin area. If you've ever heard of Warrens, they're probably most famous for Cranfest, which is a big craft show. Yep. I can't remember what it's towards the fall, I believe, is when they have that. So if you're in the area, you should stop over for sure if you're interested. But it's called Bog's Edge Brewing. And like I said, this is the first time we've ever been here, and it's a nice building. I mean, they got a lot of neat, the brewer has like a bunch of his personal beer
collection
here. Yeah. Cans and signs and, trays and stuff like that. It's really cool. I mean, it's a nice building. Currently I think they have one beer on tap and it was called their Bomber Brown. Is that what it was called?
Belly up
Brown. Something like that. We'll look that up. Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of a, you know, new, just opened in March. It'll be an interesting thing to see how he's doing. And, you know, definitely have to come back and see, you know, when they get a little bit bigger system.
A few more of their own varieties.
Correct. You know, and like I said, it's, for being brand new, it's a nice place. I really, really kind of dig the inside. Very wood. Like a Northwood kind of look to it.
I was going to say, honestly, it falls right into the Northwoods beer guy look.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's
knotty pine for the walls.
Yeah, that is it's a neat place. So we're going to, we got a flight of five beers. So we have their beer that they have on tap currently. And then we have four other ones that are from the area. So that it is kind of a neat deal that they're trying to keep it somewhat of a local kind of a theme, so to speak.
Right.
So, we're here, by the way, with Jim.
Hey, everybody.
And Toby joined us again.
Hey, how are we doing today?
We're doing good, man. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I guess, what are you guys' thoughts initially on the place and before we get into the beer?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice, quiet. I mean, right now, if you're counting us, there's only six people in here
that
are not employees. So, I mean, it's definitely quiet. We're not being pushed around by anybody. We're sitting here just being able to talk quiet and friendly. So, I mean, it's, you know, I just, being new, I'm sure there's not a lot of people know about it.
Right.
So, but I hope he does. He's successful and can keep it going because more places we can stop at.
Yeah, I mean, the way I found out about it, I was actually on Facebook and I saw an article from the La Crosse Tribune. I was on there and they had talked about this new brewery. And I think I texted you guys and said, hey, we need to check this out. And so here we are.
Yep.
So Toby, what do you think about it so far?
Yeah, I think it's got a great atmosphere and environment. It's decorated with kind of that memorabilia and some old glass signs, old style Schlitz. His own personal beer collection that I guess he's had from the 70s. So open atmosphere and very inviting and barrel tables on it.
Yeah.
Looks like a good place to hang out, and hopefully their beer selection continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. So we're going to start, like I said, we got a five beer flight and we're going to do their beer first. This is Bog's Edge Brewing and the beer they have on tap currently is their Belly Up Brown Ale. It's a 4.6% ABV, 25 IBUs. Their SRM is 16.2. And now SRM is how you rate the color.
Oh.
So like the lighter the color, I believe the smaller that number is. So it's kind of, it's like a brown ale.
It's definitely brown. I mean, it's,
you know,
compared to those other ones that are on the flight, this is probably the darkest brown one of those.
Yep. Yeah, the other ones are ambers and a couple, like an IPA and such. It's, you know, definitely the normal colors. So let's see. You know,
all right, Mike's taking the first drink. Trying to get a smell.
Smells like a brown ale. I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's not.
I mean, you know, a lot of the brown ales typically don't have a whole lot of flavor. This one at least has kind of a little bit of a roasty type flavor to it. It's not bad.
I mean, I think that's probably one of the better brown ales that we've had before. I mean, it's not bad at all. I mean,
that's
pretty good. And it's only 4.6% ABV. So, I'm impressed by it. That's the first one.
The thing that I kind of like about it is, you know, some of the other brown ales, you see a lot of them that they'll put like a hazelnut or another flavor in it.
Right.
To get it to have more flavor, and this one doesn't have that, and it's got good flavor.
Yeah, because I mean, the only thing that we know is it just says brown ale, so we don't really know what type of ingredients used for that. I mean, again, you know, we don't have a can. We're just going by what's on the website. It doesn't tell us much there, but I mean, I'm impressed. I mean, this is not a bad beer at all.
No. and like I said, for you know, and I believe when we first got here, he was talking that he needed to get a chiller so then he could get, you know, do more at a time. So hopefully this summer he'll have more, because like I said, I think that's a pretty decent beer. It'll be interesting, like I said, once you get some more.
I forgot about that. Yes, I mean, I'm really impressed by that beer. I mean, especially if that's their first one on. I mean, looking on the website, they do have other beers that looks like he's brewed.
Right.
I mean, I'm very impressed. I mean, I thought that was good.
Yeah. It had a great flavor to it. Just kind of finishes smooth. I could definitely enjoy a glass of that.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I really like the roasty kind of flavor to it. You know, like I said, the IBUs, what did I say? It had one. So it's, or no, I'm sorry. That was the other one.
And I don't know. 25
IBUs. Yeah. So it's not hoppy, you know. Like I said, I thought it had a good flavor for a brown ale. That was really good, man. What do you think on stars?
Definitely above average. I'd go in the 3 range.
Oh yeah, I'd agree with you. I think that was a solid 3. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see how his other stuff is when he comes out with it. But I think it was smooth, had good flavor. I'd go 3.
What do you think, Toby?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it was good, definitely above average,
and it had flavor. I mean, the flavor. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It wasn't over the top. It was and like there's no bad aftertaste.
Nope,
not at all.
I'd be interested to know what ingredients are in there.
Right.
You know, kind of help me focus in on what that flavor is.
Yep. So, yeah, it sounds like he does all grain brewing, which is good. So, yeah, we'll be interesting. We'll have to talk to him and see what he says. All right. So that was the Bog's Edge Brewing Belly Up Brown Ale. And so now we're going to move into some other Wisconsin beers that they have on tap. Like I said, they kind of are keeping it somewhat local. They have beers from Hillsboro, from Sand Creek, and from Capital. So, and Carbon 4, they have one from that. So we have kind of a variety here. It'll be interesting. I guess the theme is going to be Wisconsin beers, I guess. Right. So the first one we'll have is Wisconsin Amber. It's an American lager from Capital Brewing, which is in Madison. It's 5.2% ABV and is 28 IBUs. So it's going to be real similar for hops to what their brown ale was. So it's not going to be over the top or anything like that. That is a good amber, honestly. I really like that for an amber. It's not over the top or anything. It's got decent flavor, but I mean, it's very smooth, my opinion. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's definitely an amber color.
I think that's definitely in that category where you can, on a hot day, this ice cold, you can sit here in your garage in a lawn chair and drink a few of these.
Yep, for sure.
I've got a buddy that really likes that amber. It's one of his favorite beers. Yep. And it is. It's smooth and a crisp flavor.
Yep. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. It has that kind of a crisp thing to it.
I mean, it's definitely not bad. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's too bad we got small glasses for this. It tastes good. That's a good one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, cold on a hot day, you could drink a number of those, you know, for a rating. I'm thinking it's like a 3.1, 3.2.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, I mean, it's better than average. Yeah, I mean, I'd say a 3.2.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing where I would maybe put it down not as high as the first one was that the flavor, it doesn't have as much flavor as that first one.
You're correct. Correct.
So that's why I would want to put that first one maybe a little bit higher.
You know, you're right. I mean, because that first one I do think did have, for a brown ale, had a very good brown ale flavor. For the amber, I mean, it had a good flavor, but it's...
Right.
You know, kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, I guess what...
I mean, I would maybe just flip-flop the 3.2 for the first one and 3.0 for that last one we had.
You're right. I knew we brought him along for some reason.
That's right.
Sometimes
Every
once in a while, all of a sudden, it's like he zones out and somebody else takes over and he comes up with something good.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Oh, yes. So we'll move on to the third beer we have, and that is Fantasy Factory. It's an American IPA from Carbon 4 Brewing. This is a 6.3% ABV, so it's a little bit higher than what we've had, and the IBUs are 65. So it's an American IPA, but it's not just, you know, an actual IPA, so it's going to be a little bit mellower than that. It definitely smells like an IPA.
And again, this is not in my wheelhouse. I'm not an IPA guy, so... I hope I'm not too harsh on it. Oh, boy. It smells like
grapefruit. Jim was struggling with the smell of it.
At first, I thought he was going to smell. It smells like dirty feet, but maybe I shouldn't put that in his mind. So,
not one of your favorites, Jim?
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of those super hoppy beers like that.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I'm struggling to come up with some positive things to say.
It's clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, IPAs are definitely... you know, one of those that if that's your lane, and you like it.
Once you get used to them, they're good.
Yes.
I mean, I don't mind them. If you're not used to them, they can be pretty harsh, but
you got to get past the smell and then the hoppiness of it. But I would say, or an IPA. I've definitely not had as many as you, Mike, but I've had a few. The aftertaste is not bad. Something that's not a bad IPA. It'd be a very good starter. If somebody's never had an IPA before, I think this would probably be good from the start.
Yep.
With one of them. So again, it's just not something that I would go out of my way to buy a beer, an IPA.
Right. And what you said there, Jim, is right. Because there's different, there's an APA, which is an American pale ale, and those are less harsh. Then you have your American IPA, which it is an IPA, which is India pale ale, but an American IPA is kind of in between. So it's a little more hop than the APA, but it's not as much as a full-blown IPA. So I think it's not bad. Is it like one of the top IPAs? Yeah, it's okay. I don't mind it. But like you said, it's one of those where if you're just stepping into an IPA, that'd be a good one to start with.
Yeah, for sure.
So Toby, what do you think for a score? What are you kind of envisioning?
Well, I think one of the things that I liked about it is a lot of times IPAs, they kind of sit on the outside of my tongue and I just can't get rid of that flavor. This doesn't sit there as much. So I agree with you, Jim. Want to start out, it'd be a good place to go. Again, is it one of the better IPAs? Probably not. It's average.
Right.
I don't know if you're, kind of right in the middle there of average, and I don't know, 2.4.
I was going to say, I agree. I think it's a 2. I'd say it's 2.5. I think it's average.
Yeah, that's
Is where I would put it. It's not terrible at all. It's a good representation for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not offensive.
It doesn't have that dry finish where your tongue feels dry after you're done. So I do like that. But I think the flavor is a little, they could do a little bit more.
A little bit more to give a little bit. But definitely not a bad beer. It's just not.
Right.
Not really what I'd like. But
yep.
I actually stomached through it. So,
well, that's good. That is good. All right. So now we're going to move on to the next one we have is the Supper Club. It's a lager. This is by Capital Brewing. Again, it's a 5% ABV and the IBUs are 28. So I'm expecting this to definitely have what you think of as a lager flavor. Right. Very smooth is what I'm guessing. Oh, it's almost got a little bit of a sweetness smell to it.
If I'm not mistaken, and we have had some of these beers before, but I think we've had them out of a can.
Out of a can or
a
bottle or something.
We've had all on tap, which I think gives a little bit better flavor.
You're right, Jim, because that's a good point, because a lot of times the flavor gets affected in the can or the bottle or whatever. But this one surprises me, because a lot of times, when I've had it in a bottle, it's like I can take it or leave it. This one, it's got a little better flavor on tap.
I mean, it seems to have an aroma.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
As I said, it's almost a sweet kind of a little bit of a smell to it.
Well, I was just looking over the list again. I mean, one of the good things is not only are these all Wisconsin breweries, but they've got one of each different style of beer on tap, too.
So,
which is good. So, like for us, we've had some of these before, but if somebody hasn't ever tried a lot of different craft beers, this would be a great place to stop by, because, you can get a good tasting of just about all the different styles of beer.
Jim, that's one thing that I've often said about even your local pub or bar and such, that if they wanted to get into kind of craft beer, you don't need to have hundreds of different varieties. But if you could have a stout, a lager, a pilsner, an IPA, you just have, three, four, five different kinds. But as long as you have a different selection of styles, you're going to have something for everybody. And right now, I think that's what these guys have going for them. Even though they're not all their beers, but they do, like you just pointed out, they're all these different styles. So you can try a number of different styles and see what you really kind of like.
Yep.
That's kind of cool deal.
Yeah, like you said, I'm 100% in agreement that the taste is different out of the bottle than it is out of the tap. And this does taste, this is one that I definitely like on just a hot day.
Yep.
Have a cold mug of this sitting outside. It definitely is not bad. You can drink it.
Yep.
Six pack of these.
Yep, I agree.
And I just don't know what that flavor. I'm just trying
There's just the
sweetness, almost like a berry, isn't it?
It could be, but there's something, like I said, out of the can, or I should say out of a bottle. I don't remember if I've ever remembered that flavor.
Right.
What I mean?
It's a good flavor.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's
whatever they did to it, it's got a good...
Yeah. So what do you think for stars on that?
The hard part for me is that there isn't a lot of that flavor that we taste. It's not a lot of it there.
Yep.
So it is very nondescript, I think.
Yep.
So it doesn't leave, doesn't leave a bad taste.
Right.
There's not a lot of flavor. So, it's good in that sense, but then it's bad in that sense too, where it doesn't have the flavor. that you might be looking for. So unfortunately, I'd probably have to put like a 2.6, 2.7 just because it is lacking some of the flavor.
Yep.
Because I mean, that smell entices you like, oh, that's going to be good. But then there's not much to it. So
yep.
It's not bad. I'm not downgrading it, lowering it because of its badness. I'm looking for a little more flavor.
Okay. Toby?
Yeah, it's one of those that, you know, I haven't had this one yet. And so when I saw the name of it, I got excited because I'm like, oh, Supper Club, you know, are they trying to appeal to a mix of beers that Supper Clubs used to have?
Kind of like a reminiscent kind of thing.
You know,
a nostalgia
kind of related,
type thing.
You know, is it kind of a Schlitz? Is it a Blatz? The same type of flavor? I'm just trying to pick out that flavor, like you had said. But yeah, it's a good beer. Nothing special. You can certainly sit down and drink it.
Yep. And it's only 5% ABV too, so I mean it's not really strong. So I mean,
I would definitely set a, you know, like a 2.5, 2.6 somewhere in there.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Jim, it's funny because I got done tasting, I thought 2.7. Just because, again, same thing. You smelled that sweetness. It really kind of didn't carry over that much into the flavor. You can tell it's a lager.
Yes.
It definitely has. This is a lager.
Yeah,
they did a good job at it. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't.
I mean, just but, when you held it up, you can almost see right through the glass.
Right.
I mean, you could tell it's not a very thick beer. It's really light. It's the lightest one I think we've had today.
I think so.
I mean,
but you know, and it's like I said, they did a good job for what they were doing, but it just kind of, I think it was just missing something. And I don't know what that is, to be honest with you, but it did well. And like I said, again, it tasted better on tap than it did out of the bottle when you've had it before. So I give it credit for that. So
it
definitely stepped up that way. But I think that they could have had something, just a little bit, something else. I don't know. It's hard to describe it. It was just kind of like, okay, it's a lager.
Yep.
You know, so, and like you said, Toby, it is kind of funny because you think Supper Club, you're thinking like an old fashioned type style. And that's kind of a neat thing if it kind of went that way.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess that's decent. So, all right. The fifth beer that we have is my Bock, and it's a Bock.
It's your Bock and not our Bock.
Because I told you guys you had to get your own Bock. So it's a my Bock, which is a Bock beer by Capital Brewing, 6.2% and 25 IBUs. Definitely has color wise. I mean, it's kind of an amber, a little bit lighter amberish color, I guess.
Definitely not thick. It's not like a porter or a stout.
It's vaguely reminiscent of that Supper Club a little bit. Almost really? That sweet thing.
Because we've had a few Bocks before too, so.
Ooh. Tastes like a Bock.
Yeah.
Kind of a weaker Bock.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, it's not offensive. It's not, but it's not like there's something there. I think I was expecting maybe a little more again.
Right.
It's like the last couple of just missing that little bit of flavor that would, you know, elevate them up there. So it's definitely, you know, right in the middle.
Yep.
It's not bad, but it's just missing a little bit.
You know, for me, when I think of Bock, Doppelbock, those styles, they have kind of a bigger flavor. You know what I mean? Typically.
Right.
And I really like those type of things where this one is I think it's a lot mellower.
Yes.
Kind of a more muted flavor to it. I don't know if it's, you know, it could be they're trying to cater or to attract a bigger audience, possibly. I think if you've never had a Bock, it'd be a decent one to try because it's kind of the beginner kind of flavor to it where it's not that over the top. But
well, I think
I'm kind of wishing for more.
Right. Well, I think the theme that I've noticed of these all five of them is they're all fairly
vanilla.
Yeah, they're not really.
Right. And I wonder if it's intentional on their part, if they're trying to create an environment that a lot of tourism here in the summertime.
Yep.
So maybe they're trying to get people in and not everybody likes the whole big taste of beer. So
yeah. Now they do have a few other ones on tap. One we didn't have is Joe Beer, which is a porter from Hillsboro Brewing. And then they have a couple from Sand Creek, which we did not have because we will be visiting Sand Creek and we will have a Sand Creek review on its own. But you're right, Toby, that's a very good point that they could be having.
Well, again, I think we talked about it before, is that unfortunately sometimes they try to stay too much in the middle of the flavor rather than being bold, you know, and stepping out. I think you're going to get more people to try these because they are towards the middle of the flavor.
Yep.
And I guess, you know, we're kind of, not that I wouldn't call us beer snobs, but I think now that we've learned some of the craft beers, you want to have a little more flavor.
That's
the only thing. I'm not talking over the top flavor, but just something that makes it distinct, set it apart from the other ones.
Yeah.
A lot of these just They're okay.
They're very good examples of those styles.
Yep. So what did you want to rate
this one? I'm thinking it's like a 2.5, 2.6, right in that ballpark. Yeah. I think because I'd say it's average.
Yeah, I'm right in there. I mean, it's not bad. It's not offensive. It's just there.
Right.
Again, you know, if you want to compare to regular beers, any of your Miller products or your Budweiser products, these are just average beers that I think most people would probably be like, oh, that's not bad.
Yep.
Right.
So
yeah, because I don't even think they have any big breweries on tap or even
it's all Wisconsin. And like I said, the thing I really think is cool is that all of these beers are in this area.
Yep.
From breweries in our area. So that's a really neat thing.
Right. So I mean, kudos to them. I mean, and definitely these are not, hopefully the brewmaster is taking some of these as an example and gonna step it out from this.
Right.
What he's got on tap here.
Yep.
Which would be good.
For sure. So I guess, Jim, what do you think? I guess,
well, again, I think they're that belly up brown ale,
yep,
I think was probably the best one we had so far, I mean, without a doubt.
Yep.
Because it did have some flavor.
Yep, I would agree.
The other ones were, they slid right back into the middle, and they're all, I think I'd lump the other ones all together, but the amber was probably a little bit above the other ones, but they're all, other than the single beer that Boggs had made, that belly up brown ale, I think the other ones were still right in the middle pretty much.
Yep. Toby, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I think, you know, this guy, Joe, he's a Wisconsin native, and I think he's onto something. That brown ale, that was good. Hopefully he keeps going from there. And the other ones were just kind of average beers. But,
yep. I agree. Like you said, I think the best one was the belly up brown. That had very good flavor, I thought. The other ones, like I said before, I think they're good representations of those styles. Nothing that's over the top, like, oh my gosh, I need to have more. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Toby, I think that is a very good point. You have a lot of tourism in this area, and I think this would be a good place for people to go to try some of these where they are kind of, I don't want to say a safer mm-hmm. beer, so to speak, for flavor. But
I think too, the other good part is these are on tap.
Yes.
Which gives you a little different flavor
yep.
than if you run it out of a can.
I would agree 100%.
So, I mean, if you're looking for that for starters, for all these different styles, it's definitely a good place to come check out and try.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely worth your trip.
Yeah. So like I said, you know, once again, we're in the Warrens, Wisconsin area. If you're here for Cranfest, or if you're on I-94 passing through there, what is it, 2/10 of a mile, I think, off of the interstate, and on exit 135, yeah, I believe it was. And make sure to stop, because like I said, I think they're on the way doing some good stuff, and we'd like to see them around for a while.
Yeah.
Sure. So you guys have anything else today?
Thanks again for bringing me along. I learn a little bit every time I come. Enjoy tasting beer.
And you were here to hear when Jim blacked out and all of a sudden had
a great idea.
Like an epiphany. Yeah. And it was like, what?
Every once in a while, those things happen. I appreciate all the listeners out there. And we're going to keep trying this. Hopefully, we're letting everybody know just as much as we. Hopefully, we're giving a good representation, even though you can't drink that beer with us.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a good day, and we will talk to you later. Thank you for listening to the Northwoods Beer Guy podcast. If you have a question, a comment, or a beer you'd like us to review, please feel free to send us a message at northwoodsbeerguy@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're on Untappd, look up Northwoods Beer Guy and send a friend request. Until next week, I hope all your campfires are warm and all your beer is cold.